Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
In this polarized society, we've become such strong debaters over things with people who think differently than we do. And this is such a fresh insight. You say people believe partial truths all the time. We can ask the Holy Spirit to help us connect with them to the whole, connect them to the whole truth. And rather seeing that more as a connecting point rather than the dividing part where we disagree. Say more about that.
Well, you know, we often think about, you might have heard pastors talk about how in the book of Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, that Satan used partial truths to deceive Adam and Eve. You know, if you eat of this tree, you're going to have all this knowledge, and God doesn't want you to have all this knowledge. And so he used partial truths to deceive them. So that's kind of what's happening in the world. There are partial truths that every religion believes that it has some truth to it. And so often we want to say, well, no, it's not correct. But what I've seen is if we affirm that partial truth, and try to look for it, then that person feels like we're for them. It's just like the Apostle Paul did that with the Church of Corinth, the Church of Corinth, when he said, "Wow, look at all the gods you have, but here is this unknown God." And he says, "Can I help you learn who this unknown God is?" And he takes that partial truth of, "Yeah, you might not know who God is yet, but let me share with you who he is." So I think that really helps us build trust with the people. I think that's what's important. I think they're ready for us to go on the defense and debate. But if we say, no, I want to say I'm for you and I want us to figure this out together, then we're going to be able to show them the full truth because we'll get permission to do that. And they'll be able to listen and learn instead of put up a barricade.
Excellent. Another point you make here is God the Father has sent us the helper so that we do not need to be afraid of people. And we can walk in peace in those situations where he's leading us. And yet it doesn't mean that it's going to be absent of fear, but peace is different. I mean, right? We can go into places even feeling a little bit anxious, but God will sustain us. And say a little more about that.
Oh, totally. I mean, there are times I'm like, am I really supposed to go do this thing right now? Like when I was studying in a Middle Eastern country and I was having a really intense encounter with my Muslim professor, who was a woman, and she was having a miscarriage during class. I was able to really meet with her after class, and she somehow started to trust me, and she said, "Would you come home with me?" Well, in this Muslim country, it is not safe for me to ever go alone anywhere. And I was really not sure, am I supposed to leave my American friends and go by myself in this car with her? And I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, it doesn't make sense, but you need to go with her. And it was only when I took that step of faith that I got to have a really significant gospel conversation with her. And so sometimes we have to really know that it's the voice of the Lord, but we also need to be willing to take risks and say, I'm going to push through this fear because I really think God's telling me to do this.